has been a sad day for me. I think on Sunday it was a rather emotional day. It was an emotional day for quite a number of us. But I think that the time had come for me to step down. Basically, I think, you know, there was two reasons I understand given in the newspapers. But really, I had put forward motions there that, you know, in order to keep good governance, and the hospice can always pride itself on good governance. I always maintained that I was bringing in a term limit, and the term limit would be that the chairman should only serve for 5 or 6 years, and that directors should only go for 3 years to allow other people to go ahead and new ideas to come forward. And on all areas of good governance, the hospice has been outstanding throughout the years. And as I said, our accounts are there for all to see. Everybody can know that we actually know exactly even what the money we paid them for the last stamp, etc. So from all of that point of view, but particularly the area that I was putting through, the issue of good governance, the fact that I was putting through term limits, that chairman should only last, I was actually only taking up my own, I'm taking my own advice. Donegal Hospice will continue to go from strength to strength, and Donegal Hospice will continue to look after the families, and above all, they will look after the patients that go through our doors up there. There's an absolutely marvellous staff, and the marvellous committee has taken over there. And as I said, the hospice will continue to go from strength to strength. And basically, when I had some issues that I wanted to pursue, I didn't want the Donegal Hospice to be dragged into that unsavoury type of situation. So really for the two issues, but most of the fact that, as I said, I was taking my own advice, and the fact that the chairman should actually only go for a certain period of time, and that there should be transparency, as the word that I'm using, at all times.